everybody. जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन भज जन रंजन अंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी हरी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन रंजना यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अस्तोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा नमो शिवाय सर्व श्री भूत श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते सरस्वती ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रयेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाया भगवती प्रथमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर स्टडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 16 वर्स नंबर 3 एंड 4 यस्त्वेयतयो धृतो दण्डो भवद्भिर्मामनुव्रतै सा एवानुमतोऽस्माभिर्मुनयो देवहेलनात् ओ ग्रेट सेजेस आई अप्रूव ऑफ द पनिशमेंट दैट यू हु आर डिवोटेड टू मी have meted out to them. Next verse.
Tadva prasadayam yadya
Brahma Devam Paramhime Tadhityatma Kritam Manye Yatswapumbhir Asat Krita. Please chant. Tadhityatma kritam manye yatsvapumbhir asat krita tadva prasadayam yadya brahma devam param hime tadhityatma kritam manye Yatswapumbhira satkrita. Tadva prasadayam yadya. Brahma devam param hime. Tadhityatma kritam manye. Yatswapumbhira satkrita. Tadva prasadayam yadya. Brahma devam param hime. Tadhityatma kritam manye. Yatswapumbhira satkrita. Tadva prasadayam yadya Brahma devam param hime Tadhityatma kritam manye Yatsvapumbhira satkrita. Anyone else? Word to words. Tat. Therefore. Va. You sages, prasadayami, I'm seeking your forgiveness. Adya, just now. Brahma, the brahmanas, Daivam, most beloved personalities. Param, highest. He, because, may, my. Tat, that offense. He, because, iti, thus, atma kritam, done by me, manye, I consider, yat, which, swapumbhi, by my own attendance, asat krita, having been disrespected. Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada. To me, the Brahmana is the highest and most beloved personality. The disrespect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me because the doormen are my servitors. I take this to be an offense by myself. Therefore, I seek your forgiveness for the incident that has arisen. Purport. The Lord is always in favor of the Brahmanas and the cows. And therefore it is said, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Lord Krishna or Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also the worshipable deity of the Brahmanas. In the Vedic literature, in the Rig Mantra hymns of the Rig Veda, it is stated that those who are actually Brahmanas always look to the lotus feet of Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayo. Those who are qualified brahmanas worship only the Vishnu form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which means Krishna, Rama, and all Vishnu expansions. A so-called brahmana who is born in the family of the brahmanas but perform activities aimed against the Vaishnavas cannot be accepted as a brahmana because brahmana means Vaishnava and Vaishnava means brahmana. One who has become a devotee of the Lord is also a Brahmana. The formula is Brahma Janiti Ti Brahmana. A Brahmana is one who has understood Brahman, and a Vaishnava is one who has understood the personality of Godhead. Brahman realization is the beginning of realization of the personality of Godhead. One who understands the personality of Godhead also knows the impersonal feature of the Supreme, which is Brahman. Therefore, one who becomes a Vaishnava is already a Brahmana. It should be noted that the glories of the Brahmana described in this chapter by the Lord himself refers to his devotee Brahmana, or the Vaishnava. It should never be misunderstood that the so-called Brahmanas who are born in the families, in Brahmana families, but have no Brahminical qualification are referred to in this connection. The verse again. To me, the Brahmana, let me say the verse before that too. O great sages, I approve of the punishment that you who are devoted to me have meted out to them. To me, the Brahmana is the highest and most beloved personality. The disrespect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me because the doormen are my servitors. I take this to be an offense by myself. Therefore, I seek your forgiveness for the incident that has arisen. Namo Om Shivaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhuktale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanshakalpatrubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha. So we say Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki. So by studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, actually it says Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So like Pran Govinda Prabhu says, Sevaya, serving. We are serving the Srimad Bhagavatam. Study is almost, we study the Srimad Bhagavatam, but in reality is a service. So when we serve the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the literary incarnation of Lord Krishna, the idea is that if we do this as a service, then Krishna will hopefully, slowly, gradually reveal himself to us through the pages of Bhagavatam. That is the hope that we have. In this verse, Prabhupada is describing, he's talking about, in the purport, about Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. And so I thought here, I mean, we will see that the Kumars are the Brahmanas and the two attendants are the Vaishnavas. Although we have heard over the period of time that we've been discussing this, that the Kumars also became Vaishnavas, like that. But for purpose of our discussion today, the Kumars are Brahmanas. In one sense, the Brahmanas are Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas are Brahmanas in the ideal sense. So right now we see Kumars, the four Kumars, as the Brahmanas, and the two attendants as Vaishnavas. So, and Prabhupada is comparing Brahmanas and Vaishnavas in the purport. So I thought, let me see what is the difference between a Brahmana and Vaishnava. So we know in Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, there are qualities of the Brahmanas are mentioned, and we've been studying CC in this Chaitanya Charitamrita just recently, maybe a couple months ago, and we're still on the same chapter, and there Lord Chaitanya describes the qualities of a devotee. So I looked at both those list of qualities, and I was hoping I could put them up here, but anyway, I didn't, because I don't know how to do it, basically. When looking at those qualities, they're very similar, but in my observation, I saw two major differences.
And one of the major differences, and I'll read you the qualities: peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, religiousness. These are the natural qualities of which the Brahmanas work. And then Lord Chaitanya describes the qualities of devotees. Devotees are always merciful, humble, truthful, equal to all, faultless, magnanimous, mild, and clean. They are without material possessions, and they perform welfare work for everyone. They're peaceful, surrendered to Krishna, and desireless. They're indifferent to material acquisitions and are fixed in devotional service. They completely control the six bad qualities, lust, anger, greed, and so forth. They eat only as much as required, and they're not inebriated. How do you say that word? Inebriated. Intoxicated. So they're not intoxicated. They are respectful, great, grave, compassionate, and without false prestige. They are friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. So what I saw, the major difference is the qualities that were described in devotee, there are many qualities is about others. They are merciful. They are compassionate. They are working for the welfare of everyone. They're respectful, and then other things, they're poet and expert. Yes, magnanimous. So I saw that was the major difference as far as the difference between the qualities of a Brahman and a Vaishnava. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, a Brahman is one who has understood Brahman, and a Vaishnava is one who has understood the personality of Godhead. So he does make a difference there by saying that. In other words, they are Brahman realized, and whereas the devotees are Bhagavan realized. They see him as a supreme personality of Godhead. So when you see somebody as a person, it's very different than Brahman realization. And another one that, another major one was Krishna Eka Sharanam. Devotees exclusively surrender to Krishna. So these are the qualities that I saw difference between the two. So I thought that having looked over those qualities, let us look at the verses that Krishna is speaking here. So from yesterday when Chaturatma Prabhu gave class, that was the first verse that was spoken by Krishna in the series of verses. He's going to speak 11 verses in these. So can you imagine we're going to hear Krishna speaking 11 verses when right at his doorstep there is a commotion happening. There is a tension happening. He's relaxing in his own bedroom, I suppose, in his apartments or whatever, and he hears a commotion, and he comes there, and then he speaks. So when there's some tension or when there's things like that and somebody is speaking, we get to know the person more. So we're going to hear for a couple of weeks about what he's saying, how he says, what he says, what are his thoughts. So in this chapter, in the very first verse, Lord Brahma says that Krishna congratulated the Kumaras for their prayers. So they said some prayers and he appreciated it. And then yesterday's verse, let's see if I have it here. Yes, So in yesterday's verse, let me just actually see if. This is not the verse. This is 15th chapter? Anyway, one of the verse. It said, these attendants of mine, Jai and Vijay, by name, have committed a great offense against you because of ignoring me. So the word here is mayam. Again, that's in yesterday's verse. These attendants of mine. And that's a very important word here. Krishna is saying to these brahmanas, these attendants of mine, that mine is mine. Mine. Like I'll say about Gorodas, he's my grandson. So mine is very intimate. And not only that, he's saying, these attendants of mine, and then he gives them the name, Jai and Vijay. Very personal expression by Krishna, saying, these attendants of my Jai and Vijay have committed a great offense against you. And then he says, O great sages, so he is addressing them, great sages, with great respect. So he's giving them all that respect to the sages. And I approve that punishment of yours, what you have given, I approve that. And that you, and then he says that you who are devoted to me, you're devoted to me, O great sages, and I approve of your punishment. And then in this verse, he says, to me, the Brahman is the highest and most beloved personality. Again, he is, Lord Krishna is praising them. So remember, there's a tension going on here, and they were offended, and they're the guest. They're the guest in his house. And so he is saying, oh, Brahmanas, you're the highest and most beloved personality. And the disrespect shown by who? Not by these two servants. No, he says, disrespect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me. So it's a natural thing that when you're dependent, and I think about children, you know, when your children have done something wrong, automatically you own the problem they have done. You feel like, especially when they're young, you like, oh, I'm sorry that the person has done something like that. So you're owning that responsibility. And that just shows how much there is closeness between Lord Krishna. He's expressing that my relationship with these servitors, they're mine. And what they have done to you is actually my responsibility. So he's accepting that. And therefore, he says, I take this to be an offense by myself. He says, they have been displayed my attendance. And again, he says, displayed by me because the doormen are my servitors. So they are my servants. They are my attendants. And he expresses that very much so to the sages here, to the brahmanas. So that is something that we, in the pages of the Bhagavatam, as I was saying earlier, we get to know Krishna. And that is our desire, is to serve this. We get to know somebody, then we want to serve them. Or because we are sadhakas, we serve them, somebody, we serve them, and hopefully they will reveal themselves to us, and then we will serve them more. So that is the idea that when we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam. So I want to read, because Krishna and the spiritual master, we get to know Krishna through the spiritual master. Through the spiritual master, we get to know Krishna. So I want to read this letter, very famous letter that Srila Prabhupada had written to this lady who had met two devotees on the street, and she had a little complaint. So I won't read her letter, but I'll read a part of the letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote to her in response. Your complaint is that you have met two of my young disciples in California, and they appear to you to have a very negative outlook towards the people that they met. Of course, I do not know the case and what the circumstances are. And then he says, but kindly forgive my beloved disciples. Srila Prabhupada is writing, my beloved disciples. They have done something wrong. This lady is complaining. And the lady has no idea what is the relationship in one sense. She just knows that this person is in charge of them. But he expresses, and beloved means somebody who's very close to one's heart. So he writes to her that, please forgive my beloved disciples for any unkindness or indiscretion on their part. Then he writes, Prabhupada writes, after all, to give up one's life completely for serving the Lord is not an easy thing. And Maya, or the illusory material energy, tries especially hard to again entrap those who have left her service to become devotees. Therefore, in order to withstand the attack of Maya and remain strong under all conditions of temptation, young or inexperienced devotees in the neophyte stage of devotional service will sometimes adopt an attitude against those things or persons. They may even overindulge in such feelings just to protect themselves. And thus they will appear to some non-devotees who are perhaps themselves still very much enamored by material energy of Maya to be negative or pessimistic. So did you see what Srila Prabhupada did here? He first asked forgiveness on behalf of his disciples, and he mentions beloved disciples. But then he also chastised the lady and said that, you know, what they're doing is what they're doing is a very difficult thing, but people like you may see it negative or pessimistic. He says, Prabhupada writes further, he says, to come to the platform of understanding these things as they are is not very common, and therefore persons who attain to it are described as great souls. Then he also says they are great souls that are going towards that. So we see how the spiritual master, he acts like Krishna does. We see how Krishna is acting and Srila Prabhupada acts the same way. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you know, devotees love his comments, and in his comments, very interesting how what he says. He says that in addressing the sages who were supposed to be omniscient, he said, these are my two associates. He says, this indicates, oh fools, you curse my associates, you have used too much force. So this is how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, that he thinks that this is what Krishna is saying. Listen to this further. He says, I am controlled by brahmanas who offend others. What do you think about that statement? Some sarcasm here, yeah? He says, I am controlled by brahmanas who offend others. It is a natural quality of brahmana to become angry. I and my devotee laugh at them. Now, so Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is talking he's saying what is behind these words, that what Krishna is saying. You know, we just in today's verse, we are hearing that Krishna is saying, you know, oh brahmanas, you're worshipable. You're my beloved, you know, worshipable deity, you know. But he's saying what's behind these words. Krishna is, again, Bhagavatam is supposed to reveal, Krishna is supposed to reveal to us his nature through the pages of the Bhagavatam. The acharyas help us do that. So, and we know Krishna, when Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying what Krishna is actually saying, I'm not going to read all the things that he said, but basically he says in many of the commentaries on these verses that Krishna is just making a joke of them. He's all these things that we'll hear him praising the brahmanas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says he's just making a joke, like in this one here. And that's something we understand also, something that we can think about what kind of person Krishna is. We know that he loves parokshavad. Parokshavad means speaking indirectly. He doesn't say things directly. You know, we know he stands crooked, yeah? I've heard that his turban is also crooked. I remember hearing Radha Govinda Maharaj talking about everything about Krishna is crooked. He stands crookedly, his turban is crooked, his words are crooked. What's that, Ashargam? His stick is crooked. Yeah, everything is crooked about our Lord Krishna. And that crookedness is actually sweetness. And so here, so he's not saying straightforward to the brahmanas, he's actually kind of making it fun. And so behind there's always some joke. But Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, I give natural tolerance only to my devotees, and I will be controlled by that alone. But then he says, because tolerance did not appear in Jaya and Vijaya at this time, because his devotees were not tolerant with, so it's not that Krishna is whimsical in some sense. No, his devotees did not act tolerant. They were not tolerant to them. So he says, I have shown indifference to them. Thus they have been cursed by you, and it will not be otherwise. And so he gives the example of Durvasa Muni. When in Durvasa Muni case, Ambarish was tolerant. And so in his case, Krishna was not intolerant. He sent his Sudarshan Chakra and went after Durvasa. But in this case, Jaya and Vijaya were not tolerant, and so therefore he had to show a little indifference. Krishna is saying, my servants. So we understand that Krishna loves his servants. Krishna appreciates his servants. And being a servant is not an easy thing. You know, we have Dasa and Dasi behind our name. It's so easy to put Dasa and Dasi, but to be a servant is not easy. It's not easy. Even if you think about in the Vaikuntha planets, Jaya and Vijaya. So they're the attendants, yeah? So they were intolerant, you know, I don't know what was going in their head, but basically they got upset. They thought, these kids, what are they doing here? But otherwise also, we hear that Lakshmi Devi wanted to see Lord Narayan, and what happened? The attendants said no. So we hear this part, but we don't know what the backstory is. I mean, maybe Lord Krishna didn't want to see Lakshmi Devi, and he told the attendants, make sure you don't let Lakshmi Devi come in, and so they had to stop her. Who knows what the situation? Make me think about Prabhupada when he told Hari Sori, I think, Prabhu, to don't let anybody come in, don't let my godbrother come in, and, you know, that whole pastime which I've mentioned before. So we don't know, but can you imagine that service of being an attendant and having to tell Lakshmi Devi, don't enter? I'm sure they had to think about what they should do, because they're supposed to not let anybody in, and now Lakshmi Devi is coming in. And so you can see that Vaikuntha means there is no anxiety. But I think Vaikuntha means it's full of anxieties for Krishna. Nobody, we know from Goloka Vrindavan, everybody is in full of anxiety in serving Krishna. And that is what that makes us dear to Krishna. That is what makes us a servant of Krishna, is that when we take anxiety for Krishna, and that could be all varieties of anxiety, whatever your tendencies, whatever your services are, but we should always be in anxiety, to be honest. We should always be in anxiety for Krishna. Always take that serving Krishna as a servant. If we are a servant, then we're not thinking about ourselves. We're thinking about the person that we're serving. We're thinking about their welfare, their comfort, what is pleasing to them. So when we're always thinking about somebody else when we're a servant, then it means we are full of anxiety. It means they're full of anxiety when you're thinking about it. It's like taking care of a child. If you're a child, and you have to take care of a child, you're always in anxiety, whether you're sleeping or whether you're awake, you're full of anxiety. And that's what it means when you're servant. So for Lord Krishna, when we're a servant, we are in anxiety for him. And so I wanted to, in the end, read this famous famous incident that we know part of it, but I wanted to read it to help us understand how we can be a servant and thus be called my servant, my servitors, my attendant. How can we could one day be called by Srila Prabhupada, by our spiritual master, this is my servant. How can that happen? And so I wanted to read this this excerpt from Malati Devi from in Mayapur, and I'll end with that. And the reason I want to read for us to understand what it is to be a servant of Krishna, or what it is to be a servant of our spiritual master who will give us to Krishna and Krishna will accept us, because that's how Krishna accepts us when he sees that we are serving his devotee. So this is in Malati Devi's own words. When we first arrived in Mayapur, it was the days of huts with the thatched roofs, the water pump, and mud everywhere. Sounds like New Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada was staying in the brick hut. My husband, Shyam Sundar, was his secretary and I was his cook. I had always wanted to be his cook and Krishna had rewarded me. But in Mayapur, I was faced with not only service of guru, but service of husband and child. And I was trying to maintain my sanity in that situation. Materially, it was impossible. There was no facility. I was living in a tent. I had 2 buckets of water to cook with, and the servant would come every day and grab one of the buckets. So basically, she had 1 bucket. And he would do that before the meal ended to heat water for Prabhupada's bath. Each day, I had to confront the treasurer. And what's the duty of the treasurer? His duty was not to give money. That's the duty of the treasurer. Somebody asks you money and yeah. So his duty was not to give money, and I would usually have a royal argument with him concerning ferns for Srila Prabhupada's boga. Then while going to buy the boga, I would have an argument concerning money with the rickshawala, with the boatman, with the vegetable wallas, and everybody else 10 times, who expected 10 times the proper amount from a white person. I had to fight with everybody I dealt with. And to double my anxiety, which was already at peak level, Prabhupada's servant would come and take away the stove just before lunch. Okay. On top of that, every day I was thinking, how can I please Srila Prabhupada? I really wanted to cook perfectly for him. I would think about it all day. Even when I wasn't cooking, I would be planning for the next day. How can I do it perfectly? And it seemed as if every single day he told me something that I was doing imperfectly. One day there was too much salt, the next day there was too little, and I started thinking, what am I doing? I can't do it right. Everything I do is wrong. Maybe I shouldn't be cooking. Yeah, someone else should be cooking. I'll tell Prabhupada to get someone else, or I'll get someone else who can do it better. I started feeling relieved. It's just thinking about it, you know. All I had to do was tell Prabhupada, and that was it. The next day, I went into his room full of this idea. His godbrothers were coming for lunch that day. Another source of my anxiety was that Prabhupada's godbrothers were criticizing Prabhupada for many things, and one of them was Prabhupada had a female cook. I was the cook, and therefore I felt badly about that too. Since his godbrothers were coming for lunch, I thought, he certainly won't have me cook today, and I'll tell him tomorrow. But he called me into the room and started telling me what he wanted for lunch. So I went to make the lunch, and I brought it in. He was sitting at the end of the room like a royal king. I like that. And on each side of him were old, stately Vaishnavas with dandas. So you can imagine that. It was an impressive sight. I felt completely intimidated, but I had to go in. I entirely covered my head and hands with my sari, and I got down on the floor on my hands and knees. I curled in with the plate, put it down, offered obeisances, and started slithering back out. Then I heard Srila Prabhupada say the famous statement, "Yes, she cooks for me, and all I do is criticize her." But she would slit her throat for me, and I would do the same for her. When he said that, I completely disintegrated. By the time I got to the other door, my sari was wet with tears. She further says, "When I heard Srila Prabhupada say that, I realized that it was absolutely true. There was no doubt about it. My mood was that I would have done anything for him." But listen to this. She says, "But it had never occurred to me how Prabhupada would also do everything for us." And then she says, "Then I realized that he was already doing everything for us." Jai Srila Prabhupada. Yes, any questions or comments, realizations? Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhu, could you please?
Now the comment is there's a radical difference between being anxious, which includes enthusiasm and some level of apprehension, and anxiety, which is a psychological, and it cramps one's enthusiasm.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. A very important point, that understanding of the words. So anxiety is not the right word. Anxious is the right word, because anxious, so we should be always anxious to serve the Lord, to serve the spiritual master. So we be anxious. Thank you.
More.
Number two.
It does seem that Krishna, although he's joking, he's exceptionally straightforward and direct in his communication.
So, everybody heard that? Krishna is straightforward. Yeah, Krishna is straightforward. We know that.
Not indirect.
He's direct, but he's indirect either, also. He's direct and indirect. He's very direct and he's very indirect. Yes. And that's Krishna. He's not just direct. He's very indirect too.
Yes. Straightforward.
He's straightforward. Huh? And he's crooked. He's straight and he's crooked. We will not limit our Krishna by saying he's only straight. No, that's a big offense. And we will not limit him by saying he's just crooked. That's also an offense. He's straight and he's crooked. He does it all. Yes. Simultaneously one and different. Yeah, you look at Krishna, he's straight, but look at him, he's crooked. Yes, Ekadashi Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Thank
Krishna.
You so much for the nice class.
Thank you.
Yesterday, we were on the way back from the airport, we were listening to His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami's, the last class that he gave at Gita Nagari, public class. And at the end, this is a comment about servants. Mm-hmm. And in the end, he apologized to his personal servants, mm-hmm. and he told them, he said that you may, because he said, "I was very hard mm-hmm. on you all, very heavy," mm-hmm. and he said, you may have thought that it was a little, hypocritical, mm-hmm. You know, that because I'm speak about being kind to devotees, and you saw me being kind to so many others, but I was very heavy on you all. Mm. And he said, but that's because that's how I am with myself, mm. which he used to train us like that. We have to be harder on ourselves and loving to everyone else. Mm. And he said that, and I saw you all as an extension of myself. Mm. So that's, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I actually just recently heard that. Just a couple of weeks, Sesha Prabhu and I were sitting down and listening to that because Shyamadarshini, for some reason, sent it to us. And I remember the last question of that darshan that you had, that you asked that question, last question. Yeah, it was just a very touching darshan that Maharaj gave. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu, Panchagara Prabhu.
So, in Vaikuntha, why do they need doorkeepers? I mean, you know, it's a place of no anxiety and everyone's totally dedicated to Krishna. And it seems that Krishna created this whole scenario where the two gatekeepers came down and caused such havoc in the whole universe to the topmost, even to all the demigods. It seems like every one of their incarnations was totally disastrous to all of human society. So how can you justify that Krishna's arranging these kind of things?
Well, I think one thing I like to say is that, yes, they don't need anything. I mean, like Prabhupada says, the queens are cleaning, but there's no dust, you know. All the queens are cleaning the palace and everything, yeah? But I think that it is, Krishna, we know, reciprocates with us. And so if we have a desire to serve Krishna in a certain way, then he facilitates that for us. So Krishna, maybe Ajay and Vijay want to be attendants, you know. And so, okay, he facilitates everything. However we want to serve him, he facilitates us. And he gives that service. And we all are such individuals, and we're made with so many different modes of material nature with all different permutations and combinations. And so we all have different ways we want to serve Krishna. So as far as that question is, yeah, they don't need it. But that's how Jain Vijay like to serve. There is, why did Krishna create that? Because Krishna loves fun. He's not about Brahman. He's not into Brahman realization. I mean, yeah, that is there. But he's a person, and he likes to have rasa. He's, what's the word? Rasika Shekhar. So this is all rasa for Krishna.
But for his rasa, they harass all the brahmanas, the whole world, and kill sacrifices, and it seems a lot of destruction there.
Ekadashi is going to tell us. Ekadashi has a perfect answer for that. Ekadashi, tell us.
First.
Okay, Steady Muni Prabhu, go ahead.
She can come over and get the mic if she wants.
Go ahead, Ekadashi. I mean, Sridhar Muni Prabhu.
No, I'm now Ekadashi. Well, she gave the last public question to Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj.
Oh, she did?
How do you like that?
She did that. She definitely did, yeah.
Well, we can get all confused about why Krishna needs gatekeepers up in the spiritual world, right? Mm-hmm. But like you said, everything there is just service. It's just an excuse to serve, you know, to exchange mm-hmm. in some pastime. Loving exchange. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't need us. But then the illusion is he kind of needs us down here.
Yes.
You know, like I need to clean the temple room or something. He doesn't need us down here either. You know, he says all these demons. I don't need this battle of Kurukshetra. They're already gone. But I want you, Arjuna, to do it. He didn't. You know, so everything he does, he needs a loving exchange.
Yeah, but what about Panchagora Prabhu's specific question? Why is he doing that? He's making such a huge thing with killing so many people and everything. Why does he do that for having a little fun?
Why not?
Why not? Okay.
I mean, that's a good wants.
Yeah, why
I mean,
not?
Who are we to ask him why is he doing something?
Okay, you got that, Panchagora Prabhu. Who are you to ask him such a question?
I know he's temple president of Vrindavan, but still.
So you have no right, Panchagora Prabhu, to ask such a question of Krishna. Why is he doing that? He's doing it because he wants to do it. But maybe Ekadashi has something.
Well, I was thinking that, I mean, ultimately, he's giving us an opportunity to go back to him mm-hmm. with, you know, with the whole pastime. And also, as far as, like, you know, causing pain to the body, I'm attached to my body, but Krishna's not attached to this body, because why should he be? He understands that actually this body is the source of pain, you know? And yeah, so I guess he sees things from the higher, this is just speculation, he sees things from the higher perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. So your question answered, Prabhu?
Why Haranyakashipu tortured the whole universe and Kamsa tortured everybody, and you know, Shishupal was so. But it is all Leela, and I guess we all deserve our punishments in this material world, so take it, people. It's coming.
Devyanga Prabhu.
Nice class, Manamati. Thank you. I love the Vishwanath Chakravarti thing. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I never
would
have thought that. And then you read, that's why we have acharyas.
Yeah.
But my question is, the letter that Prabhupada wrote, what happened? What was the problem? What was the complaint? I mean, how bad could it have been?
Okay, let me just read to
they
you.
Met somebody that sold her a book or something, right? I mean, what else do we do out there?
I don't know exactly, because she doesn't come out and say what exactly they did, but her whole thing was she had a negative, your grace, no, she said it pretty good. Your grace, please accept this letter with love. I don't know, .. Kmart. So I think things were written, but it's not there, unfortunately. What's published in the Veda base. Anyway, she says, we have talked with two of your boys at different times. Both had a very negative outlook towards the people they meet. Do not believe this is in any way as it should be. These boys happen to represent God. This comes from within. Their outlook must have mercy. We realize this. Therefore, handpick these little pieces of heaven to place in the middle of these people. Or else it will defeat your purpose. Then she says, love is, let it be as it is, with love or not at all. My prayers be with you, and I beg yours with me. That was her letter. Yeah, so I don't know if there was more in there, but
no,
that's
knows.
Her mood. Yeah. Okay, if there's no more comments or questions. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.